You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy collides with real life. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Sometimes we chase our career ambitions thousands of miles away from home. You want to be an actor? Move to LA. You want to make it in finance? New York. Chad Radford is a music editor for the alt-weekly Creative Loafing, and he explains why the music scene in Atlanta draws people from all over. But Chad isn't a musician, and nor is he from Atlanta.
No, I grew up in Iowa, and after I graduated from the University of Iowa with a degree in journalism, I was looking for a place to basically start over and really get a career going. And I always knew that I wanted to write about music, and one of the first things I discovered was Prefuse 73. Which was just, I mean, it was exactly what I was looking for, this kind of hybrid of hip-hop, electronic music, and the avant-garde. And just sort of stumbled onto this entire scene that existed around it. I mean, most of it's long gone at this point. We're talking about 1999 here. You know, I just decided to move here out of the blue. I'd never been here. I knew nothing about it. And I figured there's this really rich music scene there. I don't see anybody who's really even tapped into it, and it sort of exists outside of a lot of the trends and a lot of the things that you would get in a place like New York or Los Angeles. So I came here. I do, like, continually encounter people who have moved here just specifically for music. Everybody who is here in the music scene is kind of from somewhere else. Well, since I've lived in Atlanta, and I'm talking about a period of about 1999 until now, there have been hundreds, if not thousands, of bands that have sort of come up. Some of the more popular ones, or the ones that have gone on to find success, would be Deer Hunter.
Take my hand and pray with me.
The Black Lips.
Back in our friends, our back in.
Mastodon. There are so many different levels to the music scene here. Like, in the hip-hop world, you know, when I moved here, I remember there were two names that people were always talking about when it came to hip-hop. It was Outkast. And the Micronauts were another one. And the Micronauts were kind of coming from a different scene.
Welcome to the empire. My words been fire. We sell food, so we call it self-sire. When we hire for the show, we bless the crowd like Kaya. Inspired in tune. We know we disdire disrespect.
They started to get some success there for a while, but then I don't really know whatever happened to them. Outkast went on to become Outkast. They were already Outkast by the time I moved here in 99. The trap wasn't even a word that people used when you talked about music back then, at least that I knew of. So that entire genre has developed over time. Lil Jon was big for a long time here. And he's still kind of around. People still run into him. Dylan Von Maur is this really fascinating rapper who you could file under comedian. You can file him under philosopher. You can file him under master chef. He moved here from Jacksonville, Florida, and has really established himself on the local hip-hop scene, on the underground hip-hop scene. People do still come here to sort of find themselves in the musical world.
Wait, no. What's this?
Don't look at that.
The Atlanta Lobster Festival?
I didn't want you to see that.
Nobody tells me. Lobby Don P.
I know.
This is the worst day of my lob life.
I'm sorry, dude.
This is not a test. How you gonna blacklist Lobster Domus from the Atlanta Lobster Fest?